You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. We usually start the show with something positive, but unfortunately, there is only one place to begin today, and it is anything but that. As of this recording, 13 different lawsuits have been filed against Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, including one that alleges misconduct this month. Now, Watson has denied the allegations, and his attorney, Rusty Hardin, called them, quote, meritless, while saying further response would come this week. No criminal charges have been filed against Watson, but lawyer Tony Busby plans to send a package of information to the prosecutor for evaluation with a request that a grand jury be convened. A spokesman for the local prosecutor's office said, quote, it would be inappropriate for the district attorney's office to comment on a civil lawsuit, and we refrain from publicly discussing allegations in any matter until and if a criminal charge is filed. We do this out of fairness to all. The league has opened their own investigation into the allegations against Watson as well. Let's move now to some more big picture news that came out yesterday. The NFL announced their plans for this year's draft, and it will be a hybrid of what we're used to seeing and the socially distanced digital version we got last year. Ben Fisher of Sports Business Journal reports that the NFL is planning a primarily outdoor draft in Cleveland that will feature some top prospects in attendance and vaccinated fans on the scene. Additional prospects will participate in draft festivities remotely from their homes around the country, and club personnel involved in the selection process will be permitted to gather in a draft room at a location of their choosing, whether that be at their facility or elsewhere, as long as they are following appropriate protocols. Officiating could also look a lot different than it did last year. Peter King reports in his Football Morning in America column that the owners could vote to allow in-stadium replay officials the added power to advise on-field crews on plays game officials missed. This would take place at their virtual league meetings at the end of the month. King says the competition committee is in favor of it, and if it passes, we can expect help from upstairs on catch, no catch calls, down by contact calls, and close sideline plays. And remember, these calls would be made in real time by the replay official. They wouldn't involve going under the hood and reviewing everything like a normal challenge. So the speed of this would be much improved, which is something a lot of people have had issues with over the years. Moving on to individual team and player news now, one of the guys that is going to be drafted at that event in Cleveland I just talked about is reigning Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith of Alabama. Smith told the media yesterday that he won't do any drills during today's pro day at Alabama, but he will weigh in, which is a big deal for some teams because Smith said he weighs about 170 pounds, which is light for a wide receiver. Smith, for his part, doesn't seem to be too worried about it. He said, quote, I feel like it's not going to be any different than college. I've played in the SEC. I feel like it's the toughest conference there is. I know a lot of people that are bigger than me that have more problems than me, so I'm not worried about it at all.
Ah, okie doke.
For a little context, Devontae Smith would be the second lightest receiver taken in the first round of the draft since 1999. Who was the lightest, you ask? That would be Marquise Hollywood Brown, who weighed 166 pounds and was taken by the Baltimore Ravens with the 25th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft. The New York Football Giants continue to add to their team through free agency, agreeing to a three-year, $39 million deal with former Titans cornerback Adoree Jackson. It is the second big signing in 2 days for Big Blue after reeling in wide receiver Kenny Golladay on Sunday, and they need it too, as the Giants have only been to the playoffs once in the last decade. Former 49ers cornerback Kaywan Williams met with the Chiefs yesterday. Williams has supposedly drawn interest from a few teams this offseason, and to be honest, Kansas City could really use a win in free agency. They have been turned down by multiple guys, including Trent Williams, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Josh Reynolds. Kind of surprising considering the team and the quarterback they have in Kansas City. Speaking of the 49ers, they are once again bringing back one of their own free agents. This time it's starting safety Jaquiski Tartt on a one-year deal. Tartt has spent his entire seven-year career with the 49ers, who have now re-signed six of their own players for 2021 and beyond. To Indianapolis we go now, where Colts head coach Frank Reich said that the team was planning on drafting their quarterback of the future this year, but then the Carson Wentz thing, quote, fell into their laps. Reich also said all he had to do was look at Wentz's 2019 film to see that, quote, this guy still has it. Maybe Wentz can help recruit wideout Sammy Watkins to join him in Indy, as the former Chiefs receiver is set to visit the Colts and the Ravens this week. Watkins certainly has plenty of choices this offseason, as the Titans and the Texans are also both reportedly interested in his services. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, March 23rd. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. Please leave a rating and a review for us too. And make sure you stay tuned later today for the off-day debrief with myself and Brandon Lee Gowton from Bleeding Green Nation. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.